We're back. After a week and
Oh,
a
we're back.
half, what? Week and a
We're
half
back.
hiatus? Yeah, we're back. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
Yeah,
back.
there's not much else to say. I think that's all we have to say, actually, is that we're
Yep, all
back.
right, goodbye.
Perfect.
And now we're gone.
Quick episode. Now we're gone. Look at we're back again.
Some things have been happening. I mean,
A lot of things have been happening.
I don't think it was too bad of a time to take off because I think LEC finals were kind of like the only thing that happened. Then LPL was like a weird time, wasn't it?
It's not even like the LEC finals technically, but that's a whole other thing that we'll get into.
Okay, the LEC summer finals.
Summer finale, I think is what they called it, but yeah, stupid. But you know, it's not
I mean,
stupid. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I was very confused when I
it's
saw that there was more.
we'll go into it. We'll go deeper into it. But first, Matt,
First.
let's build our $15 LCS roster.
Yeah. I don't I wish people could see this image because it's
I think I'm actually gonna try and post it.
okay.
Hold up.
So, I guess we could just say like the $5 category, which one could argue might be the most important one. It's Fudge in the top lane. It's sorted by role obviously from top to, support. So it's Fudge, Blabber, Jojo Pune, Berserker and Huhi, and then the $4 category is I cannot remember this guy's name. I know it. Hang on, don't say it.
Holy shit, it just looks bad everywhere.
Yeah, it's pixelated as fuck too.
Summit.
Summit, that's who it is. Summit, that's I can't
River.
River, thank you. Insanity in the
He's
$4 tier.
insane.
Stixxay, which deserved, and then Sven, and then in the $3 tier, it's Haunxer, Armeo, that's Palafox, Wild Turtle, and Core JJ, and then the $2 tier, that looks like, who's Dignitas top laner? Rich? Is that Rich? Nope, that doesn't look like Rich. I can't tell who that is. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I can't either.
I don't. Who's FlyQuest top laner? It's Impact, right? That's not Impact though.
Don't think so.
No, Impact's in
No,
the
'cause
tier below
Impact is
him.
down.
We don't know who this guy is. Oh, is that Susumde?
Think so.
No, because he's not wearing the 100 Thieves jersey, bro. Who is this guy? We have to before we build our team, we have to find out who this guy
I
is.
can't tell like what team he's on either.
Is he on Honda?
Let me see.
Is he a Honda gamer? No, that's Summit.
Let me go to LCS's
That's
thing.
what I'm doing right now, and I can't for the life of me figure out who it is. It looks like it's got to be Rich. I kind of think it
Let's
is Rich.
say that.
It's not Rich. They don't even look close to the same. Who's NRG's top laner? It's Palafox, right? Or not Palafox. Dokla? That's
The
definitely not
fuck? Wait,
Dokla.
there's two.
It's two what?
Where? Why am I not on the LCS's fucking thing?
I
There's been
don't know
like
who the fuck that is, bro. Is it someone from TSM?
Who's their top laner? Also, wait, there's
Haunter? No,
two.
Haunter's in there. What do you mean there? What do you mean there's
Look
two?
it. Hold up. You're on Discord, right?
Yeah, I'm on Discord. Well, how else would we be talking?
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Who the
Why is
fuck
there
is this
another
guy? Wait, hang on. There's two. That one has Rich in it. You know, I kind of think we should go with this one. Why is Licorice is nowhere to be found on this first one? Okay, we're going with the first one because I don't want to make things confusing, first of all.
wait, I'm just so confused. Where did the first one come from?
I don't know. You posted it.
I know. Where did I get it from?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know where I got it from,
Okay.
but there's two.
Listen, I don't know who this guy is. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it's Vikla, and I think they put him like in the top lane category for some reason.
No
Or wait,
way.
no. Who's IMT's top laner?
Is this from I
If
have
you
no clue.
no joke, if you look at IMT's like team page right now, they don't have a top laner on their roster. I don't know who this guy is.
It's
I don't know who this guy is.
It's him. What if we just go with this one where the other one where it says, you know, the names of the players on here?
I already read the other ones. Like,
we don't even have to read them. I'm just going to post a picture.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
All right.
We'll go with the, can you all right, post
we have $15.
I'm not watching that. Can you post the other one?
Yeah.
I mean, this one's kind of fucked anyway. What is Insanity doing over, like...
Also, look at the quality.
Over Gory. Yeah. Yeah, literally, Emena's not even on the list. Insanity is, like, in the $4 tier. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Be real. All right. This list is a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think I agree with everything on this one, barring... Yeah, no, it's good. It's perfect. Maybe Unforgiven is too high, but we'll see. All right, $15. All right,
$15, Matt. Let's see it.
So I think you have to start with the mid lane, and I'm starting with Jojo Pyun. He's my first pick.
All right, so Matt's got $10 left.
I've got $10 remaining.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Wait, oh, I'm doing the entire thing. You're not picking yours?
I'm going to pick mine after, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, that's not fair. You're just like, picking around me. I'm picking Berserker as a second. I have $5 left, and I'm okay with that.
Wow. He's got $5 left.
I know how to make this work.
He needs three players.
I need three players, and I have $5, and that's more than enough.
Uh-huh.
For the top laner, I think we have to go Rich, because I think this dude's just being held back by his team. So
Rich,
if you put him on
okay.
a team, yeah. If you put him on a team,
$3.
I have $3 remaining. So,
mm-hmm.
Contrax is our jungler.
Contrax is your jungler.
Yep, and then I guess Ignar has to be my support. Can I pick anyone in the $1 tier to be the support?
No, you have to pick the support.
They didn't specify, first of all. But yeah, I'm picking Ignar. This team is winning Worlds, probably.
All right, let's see. All right. I'm going to pick, as my bot lane, Stixxay.
Oh, no. I see the strategy.
My top lane is going to be Fudge.
Oh, you already whiffed on the strategy.
That's $7.
You're supposed to surround Stixxay with all Korean players.
Okay.
That's the
okay.
world-winning team. You want okay. Summit or Rich with him.
So let's see. Four.
I'm kidding. You should draft the team you want, Dan. I'm sorry.
Seven. So Stixxay plus Fudge is seven.
Seven. You have $8 left.
Oh, I have $8. I forgot it was 15. I will go...
I was down to 5 after 2 picks, so you're doing
pretty I know. I'm chilling. I'm going to go... I haven't chosen mid laner yet. I'm going to go JoJo.
Okay. You have $3 left.
Fuck, I need support.
This is somehow worse than mine.
I'm going to go... Rich and Ignar.
Wait, you already picked a top laner.
What do you mean? I did?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Fudge.
I picked Fudge.
You don't
what
have
am
a,
I missing?
You don't have a jungler. You don't have a
then
jungler.
Then we have to go contracts.
It's contracts. We both contracts settled for Ignar. Contracts Ignar. Because
uh-huh.
See, I'm not going to lie. I think my team beats yours. I think,
let's get him in on the rift then.
Your AD carry gets gapped, absolutely. My top laner is definitely shitting on yours because he's Korean.
And yeah. we both have three players that are
yeah,
on the same team,
the
so
same,
how
yeah.
do we... How do we
We're
How do we pit
even,
them against each
my,
other?
My AD carry definitely beats yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If Stixxay, however, was surrounded by, let's say if it was like Stixxay Summit, Pioshik. Hang on, is this impossible? Stixxay Summit, Pioshik.
That's 8 plus, that's 11.
So we still have $4?
Yeah.
Oh, we could, bro, this is free. We could just get core. If you just go like Stixxay core. Could you hang on? I have to do the math here. 1, 2. Nope. I don't think we get there. It has to be like Stixxay Summit, core. That's 11. I have $4.
Okay.
Ayla. And then I need a top. I need a junk. Where do I need mid? It's not possible. You can't do it. You can't make the dream team with Stixxay. Sorry. He's too expensive.
Okay, let's see here. Stixxay?
Yeah.
Gory. Okay, Stixxay, Gory. If we go River, that's $12.
Yeah. I don't think you go River. I think you need Summit there.
Okay. No, we have to go. We have to go Stixxay.
Gory Rich.
Gory Rich. Yeah. Okay, 8. That's 10.
That's 10. And then we get Core. And then who do we need?
That's 13.
What are we missing? Jungler, right?
Hey. Yeah.
So there's no Korean jungler that we can get. We have to settle for contracts again. or we trade out Core for Ayla. But I don't think that's a trade you make. Because you trade out Core for Ayla to sign Pioshik, and Pioshik is Pioshik. So it's like you can't do that, I don't think.
Okay. I think Stixxay, Rich, Pioshik.
Yeah.
Stixxay plus Rich is $6.
Yeah.
Pioshik is 9. Okay.
Summit's
4.
Oh, wait, no, we don't need Summit. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
we're at 9.
We need Gory. We're not settling when it comes to the mid lane. It's got to be Gory.
Okay. So then we have $1 left. We take Ignar.
Perfect.
That's as close as we could get.
I think the previous one with contracts as the jungle is the best. I think it's like Core Stixxay, Gory, contracts Rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's the value team. All right, Dan. I've got one for you finally.
Okay.
Finally. You probably saw this too. I'm really hoping not.
Mm-hmm.
LCK All Pro. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
God damn it. I was going to make you
KT roster.
And the second team is just Gen.G. And then the third team
is... I don't know. They got to figure it out, man.
What do you mean they got to figure it out?
LCK analysts got to figure their shit out. How are they just, like, having full teams as their first and second, like...
KT roster is coming off of the best split that they've ever had, probably. They were 17-1.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a good team.
I don't know. It feels kind of lazy just being like, all right, it's them.
No, okay. I don't disagree
unless the stats, like, line up, then that's fine. But if the stats don't line up...
If you're honest, I can believe there being a world where, like, Keen and...
In a world.
...Who's are, like, first team over Doran and Peanut... I think the most unbelievable thing about this is, like, BDD over Chovy, and then, like, maybe aiming over Paze, but I also have not watched enough LCK this split to give a solid opinion. So anything that I say would just be unfair.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
Sorry I didn't have one.
Yeah, it's all right. I thought I finally had one for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the dream is dead.
I'm too good.
You're just chronically online.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, hey, come on.
It's all right. I get it. You have nothing better to do.
You don't freaking get it, man.
What do you mean I don't get it? You don't get it. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, me either.
What is there to get, even? Do we want to talk about...
Let's talk about it, Matt. Come on.
I agree. I think we should. If we talked about it now, it would be better than later.
What was the question we had? Is jungle the most important role?
Is jungle the most important role?
Go ahead and tell me your
you fucking put me on the spot with this. I mean, I just can't think of a role that's even more important. That's any more.
Your opening argument. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that there's no role that matters more. Like, I guess it's tough because they control all the objectives, right? You're not getting objectives without junglers. Your jungler's dead. You're not fighting for an objective.
Yeah, but you know, you can say
about like an AD carry.
You can say the same about the laners. Like, if you don't have Pryo in like a lane, and then you know it makes it so the other lanes can just collapse on you. So
the jungler can help the lane get Pryo.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying in strictly like getting what's it called? Getting objectives. I mean, you can always move the goalposts and be like, yeah, yeah, I can help the. But in just
that's
like the jungler trying to get
thing.
It. It definitely is though. Like if the thing is, if it's just like a jungler getting objectives, and it's like the jungler starts it, and
well,
they don't have prio in the other lanes. Okay, then that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that's like part of the argument, right? I mean, you don't see teams go for objectives often without their jungler unless both junglers are dead for one. I'm not trying to say that there is like a case that it should be jungle, like, or that jungle is the most important role. I'm just kind of saying, like, in my eyes, I can't picture anything being more valuable than jungle. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like, I think everything has an importance, and that there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, it's a team game. Like, every role has importance.
It really feels like when your jungler, like, is just not very good.
Yeah, you're
like, doesn't know how to path, doesn't know how to farm. Uh-huh.
Doesn't know when to gank. Like, they're just timing is all off. Like, they're just getting ran around the map by the other jungler, basically.
And then it's like, holy shit, like,
this game is unwinnable.
it really just feels like that.
Even if your lanes are winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks when that happens.
Yeah. I think it also depends on, like, from what perspective we're looking at it from as well. Because, like, if you're talking about just, like, solo queue or just, like, anything that's not, like, competitive League of Legends, mm-hmm. I would say it might matter more. Whereas in competitive League of Legends, I think it may matter less. It definitely matters for, like, objectives and stuff, but outside of that, it might not matter as much. Because most laners know how to get priority, or they won't need their jungler to help them get prio. They do still do stuff like that because they can, but, like,
well,
the players themselves can get that.
Well, they know, the pro players know, well, obviously they know when to get prio. And they know whether or not they can even get it against, you know, the champion that they're against, depending on the matchup.
Right.
Like, they understand whether or not they're going to be pushed into, or if they have the push, you know, or if it's
right.
even.
And they don't always even need the jungler to do it. Sometimes the support will roam into it, or whatever
yeah.
it may be. Like,
mm-hmm.
It just depends on a whole variable thing. So I think from a pro play perspective, it matters a lot less. Like, role-wise,
yeah.
I think everything's pretty interchangeable, probably.
Yeah, I feel like lower ELO-type shit, it's definitely... it's definitely... If you have a good jungler that knows how to gank and knows their timings and everything, then it's you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think it matters more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to, like, say I think one matters more than the other, for sure. I don't remember what was happening and why I asked that the other day.
I don't remember either, but we're like, let's not talk about it.
Yeah,
let's wait.
Honestly, I think there's not as much to talk about as we thought.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's, like, the jungler sometimes can't be as successful without a good rest of their team, you know?
True. It depends on, I think, if they're playing, like, a carry jungle, or if they're playing something that's, like, more like a Sejuani, or
mm-hmm.
like a Maokai, something that's more engage, or, like, pick, or even, like, a Vi.
Yeah.
Like, a Vi can't perform well unless, like, the rest of their team is doing well. Unless you're playing, like, you know, Assassin Vi, which is completely inferior to Tank Vi, by the way, but, like,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's just, there's just so many different variables that it's not a very easy argument to even have, or discussion
mm-hmm.
to even have. Like, it's, there's just so many different things that could go into the, like, every angle of the argument or discussion. I should stop
yeah.
saying argument.
Argument. That's
argument.
Argument.
Let's argue about it, Dan. I think you suck at the game. No, I don't know.
I don't know. Kind of feels like that.
I suck.
Feels
at
like
the
I
game.
No, feels like I suck at the game.
Oh, hey. I mean, you said
true.
It.
True.
You said it. I'm not going to say no.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding, Dan. You're the best support I've ever played with.
Hey. Hey, yo.
Hey.
Well, I guess you're right. I guess maybe there wasn't as much to talk about as we thought.
No.
All right, then. Let's get into the to the playoff shit. So yeah. LCS final, LCS playoffs, and LCK playoffs. So
you mean wait, LEC final, LCS playoffs?
No, we're talking about the playoffs first. We'll talk about the finals last.
Okay. You said LCS final and then LCS play. You were good. I was confused.
Yeah, I was correcting myself.
Ah, I see.
So where is I at? LCK is they have played one half of their round one.
Yeah.
With Hanwha Life Esports versus DRX. I don't know.
I
do not know how DRX made it in.
Well, yeah. How they made it in here was everyone else in the LCK sucked, so
they must have.
They beat five other teams to make it here. Yeah. But they played against Hanwha Life Esports and they got steamrolled. So
yeah, because they played against a good team.
Well, see, I wouldn't exactly say that. I don't think this Hanwha team is like crazy good. I think that they're fine, but I don't think that they have what it takes to beat many of the other teams that are in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was kind of their gimme, and that was it maybe. So we'll see. I could see them losing out, but also I believe KT Rolster gets to pick between the two team or between which team they play against in the second round. So they can either pick Hanwha or the winner of T1 and D plus Kia.
Mm-hmm.
Which if I'm them, I'm probably choosing Hanwha, but I don't know. Maybe Damwon hasn't looked that good. I haven't seen enough.
I don't know. I'm probably picking Hanwha too.
Yeah. I feel like you always have to be weary of D plus Kia because of Canyon and Showmaker.
I mean that team has far too much potential. If they even make it to the next round. So
yeah.
If they're
not picking T1. If T1 gets through, there's no way they pick that team.
Yeah, I mean I don't think so. I think T1 has more potential than D plus Kia, so
real.
Speaking of T1.
Speaking of T1, he's back.
He's back, and then they just stomped their next their next game they played.
Pog.
With Faker. King. Mm-hmm. I really wonder what the synergy is there with like Faker. I think it'd be a really, you know, cool thing to see, or if Poby just sucked.
Maybe he just sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just Faker is like actually shot calling everything that they do, which I could also see that.
Yeah, which is kind of fucking nuts.
It's nuts. I mean, he is the GOAT though. It wouldn't be that surprising if he was actually telling them everything that they need to do, and
they're
if it
just
was
quiet.
All working out.
The rest of them were just quiet.
They're like,
the whole time.
Yes, Faker.
Yes, Faker. Yes, hide on bush.
Yes, hide on bush.
I will. But glad to see him back. Hopefully he's better. So I don't know when they play. Let's see if it says on the schedule. They play tomorrow at 3 a.m. Wow.
I'll be
there. Won't be catching that one live, that's for sure.
I will be watching the VOD.
So yeah, the Hanwha DRX, it was a 3-0.
Yep.
Is there much to say about that other than that?
No, DRX did right. not look good. They just looked super all over the place. There was a lot of moments where Barrel was just going in like for no reason.
I feel that, been
and,
there.
It looked like you playing, like honestly. Like, it was just like you would just go in and no one's around you. Like, he was doing exactly that.
I've got it, guys. Don't worry.
Exactly. It's like, what are you engaging for? Like, there's no one near you. You can't fight.
I've got them.
Now, I do think in the second game, he was doing it a bit more, and they had a, Nocturne jungle, and he was on Leona. So I think there was some merit to him doing it in that game, but the Nocturne never really followed up. I don't know if it was, like, a range thing. Like, he wasn't in range, and Barrel's like, you could come to me now. I know you can. And he's just going in without even asking.
He said, I don't know.
But yeah, it was just nasty. DRX did not deserve to be in the playoffs, and I am glad that I don't have to watch them play another game.
I believe that.
At least in the playoffs. They might be in the regional qualifier. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
All right, then. So since that was the only series played, we can talk about LCS.
Yeah.
Let's see who played. I can't remember who played.
There have been four games since we last recorded. Five games?
Guardians, NRG, Cloud9, EG, TSM, Dig, and then Honda versus Hundred Thieves.
Also, EG versus TSM and Honda versus NRG, but those games are irrelevant now.
Oh, the old ones? Yeah.
Yeah, those were... We haven't talked about those, but they don't matter.
Yeah, I don't think...
I mean, just to briefly summarize it, Honda got 3-1 by NRG, and then EG beat TSM in Game 5.
Yeah, I watched that one. I watched the last game of that one, and it was surprisingly close.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I watched... I only got to catch Game 5 of Dignitas versus TSM. This was a great series, a great Game 5. I thought it was pretty back and forth, and then, Dig just did their thing, but it was very enjoyable to watch.
Pog. Love that for Dig.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else, Matt?
No, I haven't watched any LCS playoffs.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't get a chance to catch these other ones, but the results are, Golden Guardians versus NRG. NRG win 3-1. Big. They're going to Worlds. They have to.
No, I mean, they are.
They are? Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember. Okay, yes, they did. Yeah.
They're top two.
Maybe I had this, on the side, and I just didn't pay attention to any of it. Yeah, big. Yeah. And then Cloud9 versus EG. Cloud9 smoked them. I did not expect this. I thought EG were going to be able to win at least one game.
Yeah, I didn't watch the games, but I heard that game one was close and that EG kind of threw it. But I don't know much about that. So the upper bracket final was Cloud9 versus NRG.
Yeah.
And then the lower bracket... I guess semifinal is...
Well, we've got TSM versus Dig, and we just went over that. Dig won that, and then Honda versus 100 Thieves, and the Thieves are out. Big. Yeah,
they got them out of here.
Are we haters? Am I a hater?
I'm a bit of a closer hater. Kind of always have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's a one trick who got by on a single good Viego game.
He did play Viego in this. I remember that.
And it didn't matter, huh?
I don't know. I've never thought that 100 Thieves was ever, that good.
I wanted them to do good for Doublelift's sake, because I think he deserves to, play on the world stage. But
even when they won, their titles, it just was...
Fake.
They did it in a very boring way, in a very...
No, I'm definitely a 100 Thieves hater. The way they've always played has been just boring. Even after their roster changes, I feel like there's just nothing exciting about this team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Free Doublelift.
So that right.
set up EG versus Honda. EG LG versus Team Liquid Honda.
TLH?
TLH?
Versus EG LG?
Yeah. And then GG versus Dig?
D-I-G?
D-I-G?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who you got winning GG versus Dig?
This is a tough one.
It's not. Maybe it is.
Never mind. It's not. I want Golden Guardians.
Yeah, Golden Guardians are winning this one 100%.
Yeah, we need to say Stixxay at another international event.
True. Get him. Mm-hmm. Get him to the World Championship.
Get him the fuck out there.
And then EG versus Honda. I think EG win this one, but I don't know. Honda going on a bit of a run after losing the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, never mind. They're not even going on a run. They won one game. This team is not made for this moment. They're not cut out for this.
They're not built for it.
Not built for the moment. So EG will be winning this game.
Yeah, I feel like they are going to win. Who you got? Cloud9 or NRG?
Cloud9. Cloud9 is going to throw every team that is available to play.
I'm pretty sure that is what's going to happen.
Yep.
They are on a different level, I think. Which it always feels like this happens. No matter what happens during the regular season, or like early rounds of playoffs, it's like Cloud9 just show up and they just prove that they are the best team.
Yeah, I think that they are just that. I think their jungler is better than every other jungler, and their AD carry is definitely better than every other AD carry. So,
We should also talk about Sven. I mean, it's been a while since his support change, and I think he's
fine.
I think he's I by no means think he's the best, but I think he is very solid now.
I would agree. I think his champion pool has it's definitely gotten better.
Yeah, it's definitely grown. I think that was a big issue, and you know, him solving that issue was probably fundamental to him getting better. Yeah. Also,
and not only that, I think he's pretty important to Berserker's success, because I think since there is somewhat of a language barrier, at least to an extent, I think Sven has been a big help with him, like, communicating. Or at least that's what they've said in, like, a couple of, like, interviews and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's probably still that way. So, cool.
Mm-hmm.
This team will surely be winning.
So that would be, they play, what day is it? They play on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then whatever Sunday.
Yeah, Cloud9 versus NRG is Saturday. So GG and Dig are probably like Thursday, and then the other game is, or the other best of five is Friday, and then Sunday is NRG versus whoever makes it between. I don't know where they're at, but it's gonna be something like this. We're gonna figure it out. It's all gonna be talked about next week.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Oh shit. All right, so let's go to LEC.
Yeah.
So, first up, there was Team Heretics versus Fnatic. This one went four games. Team Heretics looked pretty freaking good. The game one, game two, level one, Trimby accidentally flashes. we've all been there.
I usually do mine on purpose.
Yeah, but you know, we've all been there, so
yeah, true.
He just emotes it, and you know, emotes out of it, and he's good. Fnatic win this game, and then they win the next two games also. So that is Team Heretics out. Very sad.
Pain.
And then the next what you call it? The next series was XL versus Fnatic. XL take the win here. In a 3-1 score. Very happy. Big. I don't know if this knocks Fnatic out of...
It doesn't. I don't know if you're looking at contention. It doesn't. There's
I am.
You should look at the regional finals thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Fnatic's not out, though, if you look at that. There's six teams that are in contention still.
I don't know if you win this, though, you go to Worlds. I don't know if... I think it's like, what do they call it? Like, championship points
have,
or some
oh
shit.
Oh, yeah,
like
I guess
that.
They do have that stuff. But I think... So, LEC, from what I'm seeing, has three spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think...
Yeah, it's... So LEC, LCS have three spots. And then... and
LCS
then the four spot...
Four.
Huh?
Oh, no, LCS does have three. My bad.
Yeah. So, the two fourth-place teams in each region will play... a match. And
oh,
then,
yeah, that's right. Yep, I forgot about that.
And then whichever team wins goes. Pause. So both of these regions could have four, you know, depending on who wins.
That goes hard. I forgot about
one
that.
One of them will have four. Yeah, it's going to be kind of pretty sick.
Pog. It's going to be Pog.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
So I don't know how the championship points thing works, but I believe that... We'll talk about it. You can go over the games you watch, yeah.
Well, so that's the XL Fnatic XL win, and that sets up the finals to be G2 versus XL, which I forgot to watch. And
yeah,
I didn't realize
I
till
it.
Moments before
I,
we hit record.
I can tell you about it because it fucking sucked. it was just a G2 stomp. It was
Oh yeah, it was a G2 3-0. Maybe that's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you did not miss anything.
Yeah.
This was XL looking like, well, see, I thought this was the actual, like, LEC final.
Yeah.
One thing that kind of set me off that it might not be was that they were playing it in studio, mm-hmm. which they were doing that, but, like, during COVID time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nah, this probably isn't it. But for a while there, I was like, I think this XL team might be, at least that I've seen, the worst team that I've seen in the LEC finals.
Yeah.
And you could still potentially say that. Because
mm-hmm.
it is kind of a final.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did not like watching that. but I did, and XL got stomped every single game. I think
mm-hmm.
game two was the only game where it was kind of close, and I think it was just because G2's draft was just a little bit worse. I think, I don't know. Oduwamne was in full sprint mode on the Rumble in game three. Peach was kind of just sprinting it on Maokai. Limit was playing Pyke, and I he looked like a solo queue Pike player. Everyone just looked so all over the place, and they were all just trying to make plays on their own, but it always just wound up in them just dying. Like there was just nothing good from XL in this series. Patrick never had like a single fight where he could do anything either. Like out of all three of these games, I don't think I saw him like get to actually fight. He was always just getting jumped on, and there was nothing to stop them from doing that.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah,
business.
I wish I like maybe caught one game of it, but you know, whatever. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean it. Yeah, it was tough.
Mm-hmm. All right, then with that, we can go to LPL finals.
Yeah,
which I watched just today. So this was, JDG versus LNG.
Yeah.
This one goes five games.
It did.
I think there's only a couple games that were like, you know, really good to watch, I thought.
Yeah.
I think it was like game two or three.
Game one was pretty good.
Yeah. I think those first three games were pretty good. They were pretty back and forth and didn't really know who was going to win, but the last couple games are, I don't know, didn't really catch my full attention.
Yeah, I watched both of these in their entirety. I would say that the last two games were definitely the more dominant JDG wins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I mean, the last game, it wasn't like a dominant win because it was like, it was pretty close at like 30 or like 26 minutes, something like that. Like, it was a long game, and it went for a while being close. But then, like, JDG won, like, a single fight, and they were at the point in the game where, like, one person dying meant that one team was just at a severe advantage. So, like, or severe disadvantage. So they would get a pick, and then they would capitalize on it. And I think, ultimately, you could chalk it up to just, like, I think Zika was the one who got caught out, and it was what caused them to lose the game, I would say.
Yeah.
Because after he got caught out, JDG just took control of the entire map and they didn't look back. Also they were stacking dragons the entire game, and they basically like forced Infernal. Like, so after he got caught out, they got the third dragon and they were in control of the map, and like they just never let go of control of the map by the time Elder came around, so they just had full vision. So every time someone from LNG would try to make a move in the jungle, they would be walking in blind, and one of them would get picked, and then they could just never fight anything. So that was basically how JDG got Elder, and it was just over after they got Elder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That it was very over after they got Elder.
Yeah.
I think after that, it really felt like you know, game over.
Yep. With that being said, though, interesting that we didn't have to see our like 7,000th actually iteration of BLG versus JDG. I'm grateful
True.
For that. But yeah.
What was I gonna look at? Oh yeah. However, there is still a chance for T1 versus Gen.G in
True.
The finals.
Of course there is. We will probably see that because it's unescapable.
Uh-huh. It really is. It's like G2 versus Fnatic back in back a couple of years ago. Well,
true. Last year, even every year. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You can't
all
avoid
the time.
It. Speaking of G2
ends.
Versus Fnatic, do you want to talk about this regional finals thing? I don't know this bracket. I think
for LPL
for LEC. I mean, we could talk about LPL. We could talk about the teams that.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
LPL, but.
Yeah, so it's like this is for the this is for all the beans.
Yes.
This is for the LEC champion.
Yes.
Like for the year or
so
whatever.
Is the only way that one of these other teams like qualifies for Worlds without being like fourth seed or whatever, is the only way like Fnatic or SK make it there by like winning? Can they place top two and get there? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not exactly sure how the points go. I know the points are, here, maybe I can look it up.
I'm just going to say the teams that are in the regional final for LEC. Right now it's BDS, G2, MAD, Fnatic, and SK. BDS, G2 play in round one of the winner's bracket, and then XL, MAD Lions also play in round one of the winner's bracket. And then waiting for them in the loser's bracket is Fnatic and SK Gaming. I think...
Okay, I got it here. So, is this it?
You said you had it.
I thought I did, and then I went down, and then...
He didn't have it.
Looks like three regular split rather than two. We're going to make some changes. The same amount of championship points. Well, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so winter / spring split first gets 100 points, and then it goes down by 20, and then until you get to 10th place where they get 5. And then summer split first gets 180, and then it goes down by 30 until you get to 10th where they get 7.
I see.
So basically, the top three teams are for sure in, which I don't know what the standings are right now for it.
Okay.
Let's see, world qualification, following blah blah blah. Should a team win all three splits, winter, spring, and summer, they would automatically qualify for worlds. Okay. In this scenario, the team would guarantee its place as third LEC seed in Korea. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. And then third place.
So do the points matter to make it to this point, or do the points matter overall for qualifying?
The points matter overall for qualifying.
Huh.
I think that they matter at this point also, because it's...
well, I know that, you know, I'm pretty sure it's why BDS, G2, XL, and MAD are all here.
Yeah, the top exactly. Six that's teams are, you know, they're the ones that, you know, have the highest, championship points. I know, I'm fucking bumbling.
Okay. Listen, I don't even want to talk about the championship points anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Three of these teams, technically four, will be making it to Worlds in some capacity. And
technically three of them, possibly four.
Well, four technically, because I would consider whatever the EU-NA game is as like the beginning of Worlds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At least in my eyes.
That's Worlds 1.
Worlds 1. Worlds Day 1. Worlds Day 0?
Yeah, Day 0.
We're okay with that.
Like that. I do like that.
So, with that being said, do we want to predict this bracket, or do we not give a fuck?
Let's predict it.
All right, BDS G2. G2 will win this 3-0.
Yep.
No surprise. Yep. XL versus Mad Lions. I don't want to watch this.
I've got XL.
3-2. I don't know.
I've got XL.
Yeah, I've got the Mad Lions. And then, let's see, Fnatic would play Mad Lions in my bracket, I would assume, or no?
Or BDS. It's fucked. We can only do these two.
Okay.
Let's forget about it.
Let's only do these two. G2 will be making it to the final. No doubt in my mind. They will probably stomp whatever team they play against.
They have to make
it
to the final.
And that is boring.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Do we want to talk about the teams that qualified for Worlds so far, officially?
Yeah, let's do it.
I can talk about the six teams.
How many are there?
It's six. The obvious ones are Cloud9 Energy. We already talked about those.
Yeah.
Jim's Dog Gaming. We already talked about them.
That one's obvious.
Bilibili, they qualified, I believe, just off of principle? I don't know. they were top four, I think. So I think since they were second place at MSI, second place last spring for LPL, and then they were top four this split. It might be like a point thing. I don't know how that works, but they are the second seed. And then there's LNG Esports, who won a best of five against EDG to make it. And then Weibo Gaming had to beat, I believe it was, hang on, let me just confirm.
Yeah,
because
they had their qualifier thing.
Yes, it was the regional final. They had to beat Top Esports, and they had to beat EDG to make it. So Weibo Gaming will be at Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the six teams so far.
Big. Are there any minor regions that?
Nope. I'm looking at it right now. None of them are locked in.
Sweet. All right.
So yeah, we will keep tabs on this though. We're gonna update that.
Yes, we will. Now it's time, Matt, for the moment that all the listeners have been waiting for.
What is it?
Losers Q media review.
Big. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah.
I'm not even much of a listener.
I chose the album.
It's an album.
Are you gonna tell the folks?
Hang on, just give me a sec. Just one second. So we picked I picked an album. and it is a Kanye West album. It is the I'm trying to see which one it is in his discography. Is it like his sick? Hang on.
Spotify's acting right now, so just bear with me. Give me a sec. I can get there.
Is this like a show all?
There is a show all.
Trace Quattro.
So many. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's got some.
Mm-hmm.
It's his fifth full length album.
Yeah.
It's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Can we get much higher?
this album came out in 2010.
Yes.
13 songs, about an hour runtime, something like that. Hour and 6 minutes.
Hour
I
and
think.
8 minutes, it says.
Close.
Huh?
Almost got there.
Yes.
Yeah, this.
he said,
This is an album. This is, I would argue. Well, I've got a lot I can say about this album. I gave this album to Danny. I know he's heard some of the songs on here. I would say this is. It's got some songs on here that are very popular of his, but also some songs that I think are the best in his discography, or could be the best in his discography.
His being Kanye,
Kanye West.
Correct.
Yes, I was just going to get to that.
Or me.
No, you don't have a discography yet.
You know me.
I do know you, actually. but the discography is coming soon. Album soon, by the way. What are your thoughts overall on this album, Dan?
Well, I listened to it a lot.
Nice.
I had a chance to listen to it a lot, thankfully, and I wanted to listen to it a lot.
Yeah. That's a dub.
So I probably listened to it, I'd say 10 times, maybe more.
Gotcha.
I really like it. I think that there's like it's all pretty even for me across the board, you know. I don't think there's a low point, and there's like one high point for me. There's maybe two. But I think like every song on here is good. I don't think there's like a song that I hated or didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
My favorites are my first favorite is All the Lights, because that song is nuts. I think Lost in the World is probably my second.
Are those the two highs on the album for you?
And then I gotta think of what my third is, because I'm kind of like between a few. I honestly don't know if I have a third, because I think a lot of them are all kind of the same. I think my third's gonna be So Appalled, because that song's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I love like almost every song on this album. I truly think this might be Kanye's best album. I have listened to this album numerous times since it came out.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
I'm a very big believer that this might be one of the best hip hop albums ever released
of all time. He says.
I genuinely know that that's probably like a Zoomer opinion technically. I'm not a Zoomer. I don't think. I haven't actually looked it up. Not that it matters, but like. I don't know. I haven't heard anything better than this album, hip hop wise, and it has aged very well in my opinion. It's 13 years old at this point, and it's it feels like it gets better on every listen. I think Dark Fantasy is like one of the best intro tracks to a hip hop album, possibly ever. I mean, at least from what I've listened to, from the vocals at the beginning, the beat, Kanye's verses, it's just perfect.
What would you call that at the beginning? Spoken word type shit?
What, at the beginning of Dark Fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, like, it's singing. It's not spoken word.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a whole ass fucking is it?
No, no, I mean like when the lady's like singing.
Oh,
like,
no, talking. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. That part it leaves a little bit to be desired. It's probably the worst part of the whole track, but it's ignorable. It's ignorable.
Nah,
it's
I like that. I like because it's like
an intro to
beautiful
the,
dark twisted
intro.
Fantasy,
sure.
And it's like
it's a good intro to the album. That's fine. I'm talking about the actual like lead vocal, or like at the beginning the exactly what you said. Can we get more?
It's banger.
Beautiful. So fucking good. It's so good that it just randomly replays at the end of the song, and I'm okay with it every time. I'm like, yes, play that back. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. It's such a good opening track. Gorgeous is another highlight for me. It's got three of Kanye's best verses possibly in his entire discography. His first verse is it's crazy. It's possibly one of the best verses in hip hop of the last decade. I'm just gonna keep gushing about this album because I could go off about it all day. Power, I mean, that song is like a banger front to back. I think it's like the definition of a banger hip hop track. It's perfect, possibly the best hip hop single that has released. At least the best hip hop single of the 2010s.
That's a good
at
one.
The bare minimum. All of the lights. How what are your thoughts on it with the interlude? I feel like the interlude just makes
it
better.
I've never heard the interlude, and I was like, holy shit, it makes it better.
Exactly. It's so good. I was wondering if you were going to have that reaction, and I'm glad you did. Monster.
I was like, oh, shit.
Monster is another, like, banger track with booming bass and great features from Jay-Z, Rick Ross, and even Minaj to an extent. Kanye's verse is also a classic. So Appalled, like you said, it's an absolute banger track. The way that RZA says fucking ridiculous is fucking great.
Fucking ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous. I love that part so much. Devil in a New Dress is like one of the best, like, I don't know if you could call it jazz rap songs. I think it's, I just love that song so much. Runaway, I think has like the most iconic single piano chord like ever. The anytime someone hears that, they know.
Okay, at the end of that song though, when Kanye's just like,
it goes a little bit too long
doing something. I was talking to Ghost Box 69 about this.
Box Ghost.
And Box Ghost. Yeah. And I was like, Kanye was into Box.
Yeah.
You know, just fucking. He's like, they're gonna love this.
Yeah.
Just feeling himself.
It's fine. Did you skip it the end?
No, I didn't
to
skip it.
In full every time.
Yeah,
love to hear that. Hell of a life. I mean,
I try and always do that.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because then you get like the full experience.
Yep.
Type of shit. Yeah.
I would say Hell of a Life might be the weakest track, but even then, I know this.
Nah,
song,
that one's good too.
It might be a bit polarizing for some people because I think the beat is a little funky. That kind of like farty, just.
Yeah, it is kind of farty, but
it's a little. I don't know. It's a little much sometimes. It's not like a go-to song for me, but it's still fine. Yeah. In this album, I think it makes a ton of sense. I think it works very fine.
Yeah.
Blame Game is another classic in my opinion. Even though I have to admit, for a while, I really liked the Chris Rock part at the end, right?
Chris R. He's a CR. That shit's so funny.
It's
the first
really
time I listened
funny.
To it, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it's really funny. But honestly, like, listening to the track, it kind of, like, it doesn't fit in with the track fully. Like, the whole track is very serious. And then you have Chris Rock doing, like, a bit at the end. And
but
it's
no,
really
it makes
funny.
Sense, because it's like a butt dial, and then, you know, he, like, hears the whole thing, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this makes sense, what, you know.
I know, it does make sense, like, within the track, but it's more of a funny moment on a serious track, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. It just kind of sticks out to me. Not that it, in a bad way. And also, Lost in the World, I love this song as well.
The beginning of the song, it's before, over. Like...
Yeah.
Like, the beginning before it, like, drops, and then when it drops, it's so good.
It's so good. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of... And even I mean, Who Will Survive in America? I think it's Gil Scott-Heron, and it's just kind of some spoken word from him.
Yeah, The beat on that song is also good.
Yeah, I would say it's less of a song and more just like an outro. But yeah, I agree. I mean, it's definitely added in, like the beat adds to it. And
yeah.
But my top three tracks, they change very often. But it's probably like Runaway, Devil in a New Dress, and Power, probably.
Yes.
I think the entire album is like a crazy run of like just like some of the best music hip hop has to offer for like the first 9 songs, and then you have classics like Hell of a Life and Blame Game and Lost in the World on top of that. Like, I mean, I would say they're more polarizing amongst the album, but like from Dark Fantasy to Runaway, I think it's like it's crazy. It's just masterpiece, banger back and forth.
I think I don't remember what I was gonna say, but yes,
there's good. Not one skip on this album, and I think
I don't think so.
I think it's hard to compete with this, and also it has like multiple different cover arts. I think the one that he ultimately went with is definitely the worst one. It's kind of just lame.
I don't know. I like this one.
it's fine, but if you'd seen some of the other ones, I like those a lot more.
All the Lights.
Yeah.
Who's the girl singing?
There's like two. There's 5 women on the track, I think. So Rihanna is the main feature on all of
the
Lights.
Why isn't she like on, like, you know, and Monster, it's like listed with Jay-Z, Rick Ross, you know, Nicki Minaj, but how come it's not on All the Lights? That confuses me.
I think some of them, they don't have the features listed for some reason. I don't know exactly why, but there are multiple features on All of the Lights. Like Kid Cudi's on the track. Fergie is the second female who comes on, who has like an actual verse. And then I believe Mr. Hudson's on the track. Drake has a vocal on the track. I think it might have been just a matter of like they recorded it and it was like there's so many vocals on the track that no one's getting the feature credit.
We're putting Kanye West
it's just
on this.
Kanye. So I don't know for sure that that's the case, but that that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Too many features to list.
That makes sense.
Not everyone's getting paid for it. budget was running tight.
All right, I'm gonna rate this.
Yeah, give me your number.
It's an 8.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite hip hop album you've listened to so far?
I think so.
I've given you.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It would be this, and then the Denzel Curry one.
Melt My Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one's it's a 10 for me. I love this album so much. I have no problem with this album front to back. I've listened to it probably 10 times this week, and I've probably listened to it 50 times before that. And it's just fine every time. It's perfect every time.
This will be played more.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad I put you onto the good shit.
Yeah. I think that's it though.
Yeah, I think that's it. We didn't plug our socials, but I mean,
fuck it.
We don't even need to. They know.
All right. I'm
Matt.
I'm Dan.
You're Dan. I'm Matt.
I'm Matt.
This was Loser's Cue. We're gonna run away.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I was about to disconnect from Discord. Hang on. Bye.
That'd have been funny.
That would be funny. I'm gonna actually do that as the outro.